Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Tiffany McGee. Tiffany, are you ready to do this?
I am.
Excellent. Let's do this. Tiffany is a partner at Momentum Advisors and the head of the firm's institutional client services practice, where she oversees fiduciary and investment advisory services. She is also the creator of Stock Savvy. I'm excited to have you on. Tiffany, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So first of all, George, thank you so much for having me on. I'm a big fan of your podcast, and so I'm excited to chat with you today.
Thank you.
So I've been in the investment industry for about 15 years. I started my career at Merrill Lynch as an investment advisor, and then I've worked for several large asset management companies. Now I have my own firm, Momentum Advisors, with two partners, and we're based in New York. And what I do is I manage, as you stated, investments for institutions as well as high net worth individuals. And so I absolutely love my job. I especially love taking something seemingly complex like investing and making it seem very simple for my clients. And throughout my career, what I noticed is that, you know, one thing was kind of painfully obvious from all the people that I met and talked with and the advisors that I observed, is that Wall Street does not talk to women. In fact, I think Wall Street kind of overly complicates investment information for everyone. but especially when it came to talking to women, you know, things were not really explained easily. And also, I think the messaging is different. So when you look out there, you know, all of the messaging directed at women is about saving and sacrificing and, hey, you're making the wrong decisions. You're going shopping and you're not, you know, doing things this way. But then when you listen to the messaging that's geared towards men, it's about, oh, this is like the new hot stock and this is like the new hot industry. And I felt I really didn't like how that was going down. And then when you look at all the research, every financial institution puts out a women's study almost every single year. And it really every single year, it's at the same findings that really women make better investors than men when we do invest, right? So we tend to do more research. We tend to stick to an investment plan, but yet we lack the confidence. So when we do invest, we're doing very well. On average, I think our returns are about 0.5%. higher than men, but there are less of us investing than men. And really, we're not really socialized to be encouraged to be good at math and science and investing. And so while that tide is turning in the area of STEM, I really wanted to take a look at investing and do something to kind of change that narrative. So I created Stock Savvy, and Stock Savvy is a weekly market commentary geared towards women, but really anybody can pick it up and read it. And it's the intersection, it's really cool. It's the intersection of fashion and beauty and luxury industry and stocks. And really what that stems from is the fact that, you know, women make 87% of the buying decisions in the household. And in some communities, it's even higher. We're already making buying decisions, right? You know, whether we're single or whether we're married, usually the woman is kind of like the CEO of the house, right? And so we have this confidence to make those buying decisions when it comes to the household, but not necessarily when it comes to stocks. And that's really what I wanted to change. So the market commentary is free and it comes out every Monday. So, you know, Monday is kind of like a recap of the previous week. And then on Thursdays, we do something called glamsplaining, right? And it's kind of like this play on mansplaining. It's meant to be fun. And so we take something, we take a term and we totally trick it out and glam it out. And so if you read Stock Savvy, you know, I definitely encourage everybody to do that. It's so fun. It's unlike anything you've ever read. You know, we talked about things dipped in glitter and shellacked in patent leather, which, you know, those two things and stocks never, you know,
right?
You would never see in a sentence together, right? And we put in some music references, you know, some hip hop references, maybe a little Taylor Swift reference. And it's just meant to be fun. And we've gotten such a great response. So I'm really excited that that we've kind of taken on this project.
Well, I think that that's awesome. So congratulations on kicking that off. When did you launch it?
So we officially, so this has actually been in the works, kind of, you know, in my head for probably about the past 5 to 6 years.
Okay.
But really about a year ago, I was talking to a friend about it, and I really wanted to kind of start kicking it off. And she said, oh my gosh, this is brilliant. You need to just start this. And so, you know, we did a lot of research. I said, well, here's what I think is going on. I've read some research, but let me just kind of do some, if I'm really going to put this out there, let me do some more research. And so it was a good, you know, 6 months of kind of figuring out who, you know, who we wanted to talk to, what types of women we wanted to talk to. And so we really launched about, probably about, 4 months ago. And so the response has been great. And we haven't done much marketing. I think we did a couple LinkedIn posts, and now we have hundreds of people reading us, including some Wall Street nerds, as we call them. We have this term of endearment for people in the industry, and we call them Wall Street nerds. So it's been really cool, you know, because I am an advisor in my everyday life, and so people know that I'm doing this, and so a lot of you know, asset management companies that I come in contact with on a daily basis have started reading it, and they love it. And even they're learning something. So it's not just for, it's not just for women. It's also not just for people just starting out in the industry. One of the things I learned when I started my career at Merrill Lynch was that every single advisor does not know every single thing. In fact,
that's the absolute truth.
Right. I mean, but the general public thinks that if you're a financial advisor, that you know everything, right? You know about lending, you know about like credit and interest rates and stocks and everything. And I think some of us, you know, even as advisors in the investment industry, or people who know a little bit more than the general public, you know, we would never, if there's something we don't understand, we would never admit to that. So I've had a few people come up to me and say, who are in the industry, and say, yeah, I really didn't know that. I was like, okay, cool. So you know, we taught you something. So that's nice. What I've been really most excited about. Yeah.
Well, I think that that's awesome. I think that there's so much complexity that comes out of mainstream financial media and mainstream financial firms that's absolutely unnecessary, and I credit you for being passionate about taking these complex things and making them easy to understand. And I think that people want that at the end of the day too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is not rocket science.
Right.
You know, we don't have to keep this, we don't have to, you know, this is information that only a few should hold close, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, from your experience, but being an advisor, I think that the best client relationships I have are the relationships where I'm really able to communicate and explain things to my clients, and they get it, like a light bulb goes off. Because maybe a previous financial advisor didn't take the time to explain it to them, and so that relationship really didn't work out. And
right.
So when you have, you know, when you have an advisor that you can really talk to and that can really take the time to explain it to you, it really has the insight to know, because sometimes you're talking to people and that you're explaining something and they're like, and you know, they have no idea what you're talking about, right? I mean, I know probably experienced this, but then you also realize when a light bulb goes off, and I think that's the coolest thing.
Yeah, and I love that you're making it fun, because there's no reason that this topic or any topic can't be, can't have a fun spin on it. And I think that fundamentally, one of the failings of our financial advisors and the whole financial industry is that they're not delivering this important information in a way that's fun, or at least somewhat fun, and therefore people are not paying close enough attention, or they're not changing their behaviors. So,
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think advisors are compensated for their clients, for whether their clients understand them or not. But as a matter of fact, if I had to guess, and I won't, you know, if I had to guess, I would say sometimes advisors make it complicated on purpose so that clients come to them and don't go do it themselves. I mean, there is a lot of money to be made in this industry, a lot. And so I think that if people, you know, some advisors, not all, there's some amazing advisors out there, but I think some, their view is that, hey, if I teach someone to do it, then they're going to do it on their own and not come to me. And at the end of the day, you know, clients have their own lives, you know, they have their own careers, they have their own responsibilities. And, you know, chances are they're probably not going to take money away from an advisor and say, hey, I'm going to do all this myself, because it does require a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of research. So why not meet them halfway and say, look, you know, I'm happy to do this for you. But I just want to make sure that you understand this. And that way, when things happen, events happen, like last week, and the market goes down, you know, the Dow was down 1,300 points in 2 days, and the S&P was down, what, like 4.2%, something like that. Clearly, you can tell I just wrote Stack Savvy over the weekend, so I know my numbers. And so, you know, when those kinds of events happen, then, you know, your client understands what's going on and doesn't get caught up in emotion.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I also appreciate the fact that when those surveys or those studies come out and they indicate that women are oftentimes more successful at investing than men are, I think that that's a cool thing, number one. And I also know that women and men are both susceptible to really poor financial decisions and poor financial behavior. So I wanted to get your take on, if you could wave a magic wand and get the majority of ordinary investors to stop doing certain things and start doing other things, what would some of those things be?
So I have a couple. And so one thing in my role at Momentum, one of the things we do is we manage investments for institutional retirement plans. So if you have a job and you have a retirement plan at your job, I am the person who is working with the CFO or the head of HR to select the funds that will be put on the platform in your plan for you to choose from, right? If that makes sense. So I'm very kind of in tune with, you know, part of what I do is not just selecting and monitoring the funds, but also looking at investment behavior. And so, you know, one of the things is I'm so surprised about how many people are not investing in their retirement plan. So people come up to me, you know, when they find out what I do, and they're like, you know, they say, hey, what should I invest in? I said, well, are you investing now? Well, no, but I want to invest. So, well, are you investing in your retirement plan? You know, no, I'm not investing in my retirement plan. Or, oh yeah, I'm doing the minimum to get the match. And I said, well, before you open up investment account anywhere, please contribute to your retirement plan, you know, for a number of reasons. It's tax deferred savings. You know, it's a systematic plan where you can kind of stay on track, and it's doing what's called dollar cost averaging. So, you know, you can probably spend an hour on that, but it's an effective way to kind of capture market upsides and take advantage of the downsides. But that's really fundamental. I mean, investing in your retirement plan doesn't sound sexy, but I mean, I think money is pretty sexy. And I think, you know, having money in your bank account when you're age 67 is pretty sexy also. That's the main thing. Yeah. That's the main thing. And then I think the other piece, you know, is don't be afraid of stocks. You know, I'm a big fan of mutual funds, but I think, and this is what we're trying to do with Stock Savvy, is to really get people comfortable with stocks and definitely to make them fun. And really, when it comes to women, you know, currently in the U.S., 60% of the personal wealth is really handled by women. So we control 60% of the personal wealth. And in the year 2023, it's going to be 75%. So I really want to instill with all investors, really, you know, that to have a little bit more confidence in this. And there are a number of ways that you can do it. You can even do like a mock portfolio where you can kind of play with it before you even get before you actually invest in the stock market. But you'd be surprised to see, you know, if you do a mock portfolio where you don't have any fear of losing money, you'd be surprised to see how good your calls were.
That's a great point. I love it. So I've got circled glamsplaining. Give me an example or some of the last couple of things that you glamsplained.
Glamsplaining. So let me see. So I think one a while ago, so we glamsplained the earnings report. And a cool thing that we do, we didn't do it this quarter, but we did it last earnings season, is you know, we track these stocks. We collectively call them the Lux List, and really it's the S&P Global Luxury Index, but everything glam. And one of those big stocks is LVMH, which is Louis Vuitton. And when you kind of look at what Louis Vuitton owns, it's not just bags. I mean, they own Sephora, they own, you know, spirits and champagne and a lot of things. And so what we do is we usually live tweet the earnings report. And we did that last quarter, but around that time, the glamsplaining the earnings report. And actually, we actually repeated that about 2 weeks ago to get ready for earnings season. And so we kind of explained it that, you know, an earnings report is, basically like a show for Fashion Week, right? A fashion show for a lookbook for Fashion Week. And that really is what it is, you know? So if you're into fashion or designers, you know, a designer will put out a lookbook and it's everything, it's all the highlights, right? Here's what we're doing. Here's what's going on. And that's really what an earnings report is. And so when you start to look at stocks, one of the things you definitely want to pay attention to is the earnings report. And that report is pretty lengthy, and I wouldn't suggest anybody tackle that because that doesn't sound like much fun.
Right.
But what I do suggest, right, that doesn't sound like a nice Friday night at all. But what I do suggest is that you listen to the earnings call, right? And so with each report, they'll do – each company will do a press release and then usually a call. And where it gets really fun, especially like an example is Tesla. So we talk a lot about Tesla, and there's been so much going on with Tesla and Elon Musk's behavior. But if you were listening to the earning calls, you know, at least in this year alone, I mean, you kind of saw that coming, you know? So it's really, really interesting. And I think it kind of personalizes things. You could listen to an earnings call with LVMH and they talk about how they're growing in China, you know, how online sales are great and really talking more about last quarter, this quarter, not so much, but and how the growth is coming from China. And across, you know, different stocks, especially when it comes to retail, you're able to kind of piece together trends, you know, trends are, you know, there's a lot of growth coming out of China across all luxury brands, across all retail brands. Amazon, of course, is taking over, right? Retail, brick and mortar stores are not doing great because of what we call the Amazon effect. However, the luxury market is still hanging in there because what people want is experiences. And so those, what I just mentioned, are all trends. And so, you know, when you talk about stocks and when you, you know, when you do your research, you have to kind of tap into earnings, and that earnings call is a very cool way of doing that. And it's all in plain information, you know? And then you get to hear from like the CEO and all the top people. So
I love it. I think that that's a great way to frame what could be sort of an intimidating document to go through. And even, I think some people might even be intimidated just to jump on and listen to an earnings call, but making it, putting in that frame, I think is very cool. So excellent. Well, Tiffany, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
So I kind of already gave it to you, but really, you know, it's really very simple. You know, even if you're not invested in stocks right now, even if you're not comfortable with stocks, the first thing I would say is to do a mock portfolio. You can do one on MarketWatch. You can do one on Yahoo Finance, and start to just pick the companies of the things that you buy every day. You know, especially women, when we find a product that we like, we tell our friends, and they tell their friends, and they tell their friends. And we are really creators of markets. And so we're able to understand that. And then when you apply that to stocks, it really is very similar. And, you know, definitely test the waters with a mock portfolio. Look at your returns. I guarantee that you'll probably be surprised because, you know, you should really trust your instincts. And that's what I would say. And the other thing is, you know, our tagline for Stock Savvy is invest like a girl. And there was an article that came out years ago that said Warren Buffett invest like a girl. And if you follow Warren Buffett or if you know anything about him, he really does put a lot of research into things. He has more of like a buy and hold strategy. And so that's why our tagline is invest like a girl.
Well, I love it. That is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Come on. So Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can they find Stock Savvy?
Sure. So everybody can go to www.stocksavvy, and that's stocksavvy.com. And you can just register for the weekly commentary and the glam point. It's free. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook. And that is just stock, stocksavvy at Stock Savvy.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tiffany your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to stocksavvy.com and register and find them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well. Thank you again, Tiffany.
Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Great job.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!